cause I can't afford to be. This is small town music, this is big town music. He's ahead of his time, you know, but he can't use it. If only he could prove it. Well, tomorrow's just a song away, a song away, a song away.
Hey everybody, welcome to Rock Solid, the comedy podcast for all things music, both new and classic. I'm Pat Francis, and joining me in the Zoom room today to do one of our world famous versus episodes, please welcome the OG Dave Festini and the new G Dave Schneier. First up, Dave Festini, what's going on?
Oh, you know, same stuff, getting ready for spring. I don't know. It's early, man. I worked a lot yesterday. We got home at like 3 o'clock in the morning.
Well,
so I have this giant, no one can see this, but I have a giant Starbucks coffee here.
Is that an iced coffee?
Of course. I almost drink iced coffee exclusively. They
really?
Actually a cold brew.
Really?
Yeah. Wow, but doing well.
Cold brew and ice. So you ventured out of your home today to go purchase that coffee.
Yeah, I mean, it was right up. It's 5 minutes away.
Do they know your name when you walk in? Do they know your order? Do they know who you are?
No, because I went to the Starbucks. It's in the Acme, which isn't a real Starbucks, but you know, desperate times and all.
Do you find the quality not as good as a regular Starbucks?
It depends who you get there. There's this one woman who's great, but most of the other people really don't prepare the coffee properly. You'll find that when they're inside a grocery store as opposed to a standalone place.
Sure.
The coffee bean I go to, not only do they know my name and they know my order, when I walk in the door, they'll already start making it. So even if there's a line, they'll be like, oh, here you go, Pat.
You don't switch it up?
I never switch. No.
Really?
No, same thing every fucking
I'm
day.
With you.
Same fucking thing.
You got to go with some variety. Jeez. No.
My only complaint with my place is it's never hot enough. Like even when I say extra hot, like I want it to where I can't even drink it at first.
Yeah, so, but I wonder sometimes if that's a legal thing. Maybe they can't.
If I really push, they'll make it super hot. But I mean, then I have to come home and put it in the microwave for a minute and a half every
moment. You can't put your coffee in the microwave.
Why not?
If they know you so well, why are they screwing with you with the temperature of your coffee? That should be part of the deal.
Maybe it's illegal. Maybe it is illegal. I don't know. Maybe they don't want to.
That wouldn't surprise me.
Maybe it's a lot. Maybe they think it's a long con where I'm going to sue eventually. It's going to be so hot.
Right. And you can say, I didn't even ask for it this hot this time. Yes.
How dare you?
Right.
One more thing, Festine, you're wearing a Genesis t-shirt.
I am.
And what tour was that from?
That was from 2021. Nice bootleg shirt.
I can't stand or I can't walk tour.
Oh, come on. That's not funny. That's just not.
That isn't. It's not funny.
Oh my God.
But that just popped in my head and I had to say it.
Poor bastard.
I am so sad at the way what has happened to Phil Collins. You would think the guy that was a drummer and so vital. I mean, what? It just.
It was not. It was sad.
He just turned the corner all of a sudden.
He just sits on that custom stool all night and, you know, he sounds okay, but yeah, it was sad to see. Cause he's not even that old. I mean, he's old, but
he's not old. He's like 72 or something.
Right. Like he's younger than some of his contemporaries who like Mick Jagger, for instance, who, you know, is running around all over the place. So yeah, it was sad, but it was still a good show. I finally got to see him. I'd never seen him before. So
what is the actual thing he has? What is it? Parkinson's? Is it something like that? What is the,
I'm not sure.
He's just lazy.
Just laziness.
He just doesn't want to stand up.
They give you a stool for that.
I think it's a rare disease. It's called Sussudio. Yes, Sussudio.
That's very funny.
That is very funny. That is very funny. I mean, don't you ever wonder, like, oh, what do I have to do as an individual who is getting older every year? What do I have to do to not, is there something I can do to not end up like that? Like, yes. is there a Mick Jagger path I can get on? I don't think I'm on it right now, by the way.
Or a Keith Richards. You just do as many drugs you drink, you know, and cross your fingers.
Yeah. You just drink that large cold brew every day.
Exactly. Yeah. Hopefully it's properly made. And I think his disease, though, it's not like he did anything to bring it on.
Yeah. Right? You're right. Now, with my coffee's never hot enough, Dave. When you get a cold coffee, I mean, that's never a complaint. You never go, this isn't cold enough.
It depends what you get. Uh-oh. If it's a cold brew, you're pretty much set because it's cold already. But like, if you get one of the espresso cold beverages where they're actually like pouring espresso into the ice, sometimes it could be warm.
A little dicey.
Yeah.
All right. I didn't come here for coffee talk. Get to the music.
Three complaints already.
Dave Schneier, what's on your agenda for today? What are you doing?
Well, my wife's on a little vacation with a friend of hers. So,
amen.
She's out of the house having a great time. I don't know. My son and I might go to IKEA today. How about that?
All right. Is the house different when the wife's not there? I mean, are you a little more lax with maybe, what you're doing in house keeping?
Yes. Yes. And no, in that, yes, at the start of the vacation, I will be very lax with everything. And then with like 24 hours to go. So like after this, depending on where my son and I go and what we do today, there'll be the mad rush to like, make sure like the laundry's done, the dishes are done, that kind of stuff.
And because if it's not done, you're going to get a beating.
That is true. That is true. She drops the G. It's just a beating.
Where'd your wife go for her lady vacation?
They're in Charleston, South Carolina.
Is there a spa involved?
There's not. She did this thing real quick. She did this thing where there's this company that does mystery vacations, where basically you sign up, you pay a certain amount of money, and they plan the whole vacation, and then they send you a FedEx package the day before you go that basically tells you where you're going and all that. So.
Wow.
It sounds like the plot of The Game.
Yes,
I don't know if I like that.
Wow.
I don't know if I like that at all.
I was really fearful that she was going to be in Haiti at this point.
Yeah. And without a kidney.
That's kind of amazing.
Yeah.
So your wife likes to take chances and do stuff like this.
She's about the adventure. She doesn't really like gifts. That she loves a good gift and that you can open, but more so she really wants some sort of adventure.
What was weird is that inside the package was a picture of a guy.
Yeah. Does she get a hall pass on this vacation?
Right.
Absolutely.
6'3" and absolutely. Handsome as hell.
Absolutely.
His name's Charleston. She's not actually in Charleston, South Carolina.
His name's Charleston. So she's not in Charleston, but I wonder what he's into.
Oh,
hey. All right. Okay. I think we're set. I love Dave Schneier. I love how you say real quick, like Dave and I are going to care or the listeners are going to care. Yeah. It doesn't have to be real quick. Your story. That was a fun story.
Said, nobody's here for coffee talk. And by the way, it's just straight black coffee, by the way.
Straight black.
Wow.
Just like Charleston. Right.
Oh, Jesus. I knew it was coming.
All right, today, folks, two albums from 1980 are going to go head to head. One was released in June of 1980. The other one was released in November of 1980. What's the album count on both of these? The first one is Queen The Game. It reached number one in the USA. Also became their best-selling studio album in the USA. It is their eighth studio album. It is going up against REO Speedwagon's High Infidelity. I believe this is also their biggest album. Certified 10 times platinum.
Wow.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. It's their ninth studio album. So close. Eighth versus ninth. My thing with REO Speedwagon is I can't believe they ever got to this many albums because that first part of the catalog did not sell a lick.
Yeah, that would today, or they would have never dropped from their label.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, Epic Records kept them the whole time. I guess they recouped their money with this album.
It also, by the way, High Infidelity spent 15 weeks at number one.
It's crazy.
And that's not insane. Consecutively. Like, there was 5 weeks, and then something else popped in at number one. Then they had, like, 4 or 5 more weeks, and then something else. So, 15 weeks at number one.
Huh.
Queen's the Game, by the way, 5 weeks at number one on the U.S. Billboard chart.
Yeah, it's crazy how they ruled America.
Yeah.
And then Hot Space.
And the funny thing is, The Game didn't sell well in the U.K. If you look at albums sold.
Really? Well, that is interesting.
It's so wild.
That's what I'm here for. Interesting facts.
Yeah. But you know, both of these albums, I mean, these are big. These are two big albums going head to head. I mean, I think we always, all the albums that we do, but for some reason in my head, these just, maybe because they were so special to me, but man, here we go. And I got to be honest with you, this High Infidelity needs a vinyl release right now. What's going on, folks?
They haven't reissued it?
I don't think they have. This seems like a no-brainer for Record Store Day.
Yeah.
Album cover wise, I like that REO Speedwagon album cover a lot for many reasons.
Howdy.
Not so much the perm on Kevin Cronin, but for the other reason. And Queen the Game, I like that album cover, but I don't know. It's fine.
Isn't that, he doesn't have the mustache, right? Or he does have the mustache.
He
doesn't
have
the mustache.
He does not have the mustache.
He does not have the mustache.
But he will be giving, according to this album cover, he will be giving a ride on the mustache later.
Jesus.
Too much?
Nope.
Dave Steyer, your wife is out of town. Have you been high in fidelity during this past week?
I have not. I've been playing more games than anything.
How's all that? Right. All right. He's game. What games do you play? Real quick, though. Tell us real quick.
I don't know.
He was lying. He's got nothing.
Just trying to tie the titles in. I really have.
Sitting around watching
basketball. I've been really just sitting around watching basketball.
All right. Well, bravo for tying the titles in, and I didn't even get it. All right. Let me make sure sound is up. We're going to go into round one. There's going to be 10 rounds, 10 songs, 2 gigantic albums. You just heard all the stats. I'm sure people right now are like, this one's definitely better. You know what they're saying. They're so angry. But we're going to do it. Here we go. Queens coming to the ring with, I guess, basically the title track, something called Play the Game. Here we go. Close the clip out with a little guitar coming in there by Brian May. Very nice. Okay, REO Speedwagon now. What did they kick off their album, High Infidelity, with? What do they got to bring to the ring? They're going to bring something called Don't Let 'Em Go.
He's the kind of
That's the first round. Play the game versus don't let him go. Dave Festini always tackles the odd rounds. This is interesting. We got a classic band from Great Britain versus what do we call? We don't call it roots rock. What do you call it? Midwestern rock and roll from REO Speedwagon. Dave Festini, what do you got for me?
Well, let me go on record. Full disclosure, The Game is pretty much my favorite Queen album ever.
Me too.
I love the song Play the Game. Is this the first album that they ever used synthesizer?
Yep.
Good opener. Typically I like a more up-tempo opener, but this one just seems to fit. I like it a lot, but man, do I love the song Don't Let Him Go. I knew it was on this album. Again, I did not look at the track listing. I knew it was on this album. I thought it was later. I didn't realize it led off the album. I love this song. I had it. I don't know which one was which. I don't know which one I bought it for, but I had a 45 that had In Your Letter and Don't Let Him Go on the other side of it. Played it to death.
Yeah.
I just imagine the executives at Epic Records hearing this track and going, oh God, finally. So, you know. no, it's don't let it go for me. I love it.
I will go. All right. There's one for Don't Let Him Go. I will agree with Dave Festini. The Game is my favorite Queen album. And High Infidelity is my favorite REO Speedwagon album. Very difficult for me today. But this matchup, not difficult. I'm right in line with Dave Festini on this. Don't Let Him Go. Such a great song. Such a great way to kick off this album. And my only complaint is when they sing it in concert now.
Oh.
Excuse me. When they sing it in concert now, Kevin Cronin doesn't say stud. He says dude. He's a sweet talking dude. And I hate it.
Why?
I don't know.
Is stud somehow offensive?
I don't know. I don't think it is. I mean, there's three. I'm looking at three of us right now, three studs. So, but yeah, I just hate when he goes, because he like forces it too. He's like, he's a sweet talking dude. He like says it real weird. I don't like it.
Yeah. But
we're not rating that version. So don't let him go for me also.
I thought this was the one that they, which one's the one that when they do it now, they do it as like a reggae song. It's one of their, bigger hits.
We'll talk. They only did that one tour, but we'll talk about when it comes up.
All right.
Dare I say, what's the score?
2-0, REO Speedwagon.
All right. Are we in trouble with the listeners already, Dave Festini? At this point?
I don't think so.
You think it's okay now?
Like maybe the rabid Queen fans are angry with us, but I think that's a logical choice. I think it's fair.
I think it's fair. Both we like both songs.
Yeah, I love Play the Game.
Yeah, you just got to pick the...
It's not like you guys aren't torching the song.
No, not at all.
No.
So.
Love it. All right, round two. Queen is about ready to enter the ring after they got bloodied and battered a little bit in round one. But they're coming back with something called Dragon Attack. Bring it.
Take me to the moon where the red's on.
You're muted, sir.
All right, Dragon Attack. Weaving in a shout out to producer Reinhold Mack. There, he says a name checks him. It's got to be Mack.
Wow.
All right.
Yeah, I wish they had stayed with that sentiment the rest of their career. David Richards.
All right. REO Speedwagon is not going to fool around, guys. They're not fooling around. They're not afraid of a Dragon Attack at all. Keep on loving you.
You should have seen by the look in my eyes, baby, there was something missing. You should have known by the tone of my voice, maybe, but you didn't listen. You played dead, but you never bled. Instead, you lay still in the grave.
All right, round two, I started out, for me, Keep On Loving You. Of all those type of power ballady songs back in the day, whether it was Journey or Foreigner or Aerosmith, Cheap Trick, whoever it was, this was always at the top of my list. I love Keep On Loving You. I love everything about it. I love the phrasing of the words. I love the little effects, like when he coiled up and hissing, you hear that little, like, sounds like a rattlesnake in there. I just love it. And for me, Keep On Loving You 100% slays the dragon, even though I love Dragon Attack.
Oh, come on.
It's Keep On Loving You all the way. Listen, Dave Pastini.
I appreciate a good ballad. And this one's good, man. It's catchy. I will admit to singing along with it, just like everyone else on the planet. But dude, come on. The whole isn't a little bit on the nose when you talk about a snake in the lyric and then you get the in the background as far as the, was that, you know, like
I, the diction. Yes, it is on the nose. I agree.
And with the lyrics, like, together, like, is he really, the phrasing sometimes with this one is like, it's a little over the top.
It is.
Not to mention the fact that the poor bastard's getting cheated on, apparently with multiple dudes. Like, that's not cool.
Yeah.
So, that aside, man, Dragon Attack is just a piece of utter queen brilliance. The groove of Dragon Attack will run you over twice. It is a freaking amazing, this song. And the drums late, like, it's got everything. It's got the bass. It's like one of those songs where you're like, well, what, you know, what was Queen about? It's got the bass, it's got the guitar, it's got the vocals, it's got the drum break in the, you know how many times I played that drum break on a lunchroom table when I was in middle school? The dragon comes in, blows fire out of its mouth, and incinerates REO Speedwagon.
Wow.
Until it's just a little pile of ash. Ooh. I'll be choosing Dragon Attack. That's my choice.
Now, look, right. I can't argue with anything you said about the song Dragon Attack. I can't argue with any of it. I will agree with everything you said. I'll even agree that Keep on Loving You is on the nose, and you don't like that phrasing together, but for some reason,
it's so over the top,
but some reason I love that. But, so yeah, I can't argue. I would never argue your choice. I mean, I've argued before. We'll argue maybe, but yeah, I'm fine with your vote. It's just not my vote, but we got a new score now, Dave Schneier.
Yeah, we do. Queen is on the board, but still down 3-1.
All right. But there's plenty of greatness coming. So
much good stuff coming.
It's not even close to being over by any stretch of the imagination. Yeah. Here we go. Round three. Someone's going to bite the dust in this round.
Oh.
I don't know who it's going to be. But Queen seems to be telling us that someone else might bite the dust with their song. Another one bites the dust. What am I talking about? I don't even know what I'm saying. I'm trying to be creative. Awful.
Walks barely down the street with the brim pool way down low. Ain't no sound but the sound of his feet. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Out of the doorway, the bullets rip to the sound of the beat. Yeah. Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. And another one gone. And another one gone. Another one bites the dust. Hey. Hey, gonna get you to another one bites the dust.
All right, there you go. If you've ever been to a sporting event or a pep rally,
yeah,
you've heard it.
Oh, the next one or that?
That one.
Oh, yeah. All right. I don't know. I don't really remember hearing that at sporting events, but
really? Huh. What do you remember hearing? So. Do you remember hearing Follow My Heart at a sporting event?
I don't know what's going on.
I saw you at midnight in a dream that I had. From nowhere, you stood there and you seemed so sad. And a vicious decision is driving me mad. Should I follow my head or follow my heart? You were different, indifferent, unbelievably cool. I approached you to show you that I'm nobody's a fool. An error brought terror as I sensed your dare. Should I follow my head or follow my heart?
All right, another one bites the dust. Round three, facing off against REO Speedwagon, Follow My Heart. Dave Festini, dig in. Let's hear it.
Is this even a contest? I mean,
you tell me.
I guess that REO Speedwagon song is okay. Sounds like filler to me, especially when you compare it to all the other great songs that are on this album. Meh. I don't know if I've ever even heard that song before. I'm sure I have because I've listened to this album, but it certainly wasn't memorable. Another one bites the dust. Forget it. It's a classic. That bass line, like, I can't believe that bass line hasn't been sampled more.
Yeah.
This is a no contest. I'm not even going to defend myself. It's another one bites the dust, for Christ's
sake. Why am I still talking?
Yeah. So pompous today.
Sorry.
No. I wouldn't call it pompous.
I know. I don't know what words mean, Mr. Schneier.
That's all right.
First of all, I want to say this. When it comes to the band Queen, none of the members are underrated. Everyone's rated. John Deacon's bass, plus his songwriting skills. Roger Taylor sings and writes songs and is a great drummer. And we don't even have to talk about Freddie and Brian. They're right. Rated. When it comes to REO Speedwagon, people might not even be able to name the members.
No, the singer. That's it.
Yeah, but I do want to give a shout out, especially on this album, even though we didn't hear it on this particular song. Gary Richrath is an underrated guitarist for me. And on this album, he has some of the most amazing solos in songs that you wouldn't think even have a solo, or you might not even remember the solos. The solos perfectly service the songs, and hopefully we'll get to hear some of them as we go on. That said, Follow My Heart just got knocked out of the ring by Another One Bites the Dust. There is no contest. Do I like Follow My Heart? I sure do. After two great songs, it brings the album down a little bit. You know, it's a roller coaster ride as they sequence it. And I do like the song, but there's just, it's no contest. Another One Bites the Dust all day long.
Yeah.
And Reinhold Mack is a god. Oh, yeah. How is he not? How did he not produce more? What, Queen, Billy Squire?
Yeah, what else
has
he done?
I can't even think of anybody else.
He's done, I'll tell you in a minute. He's worked with ELO.
Hmm. Really?
He's worked with Sparks.
Wow.
If you know the band Sparks.
Right.
Took a lot. Well, sound engineer, production wise, worked with the Scorpions. Looks like either produced or co-produced the Rolling Stones, Deep Purple, David Coverdale.
All right. Oh, we'll have to dig deep into his catalog.
Yeah.
There you go. Produced, and by the way, real quick, because Dave and I were just, I just asked Dave about this one a little earlier. Produced the first Extreme album.
Yes, he did. Very true.
Wow. There you go. And they probably hired him because of his work with Queen.
Yeah, with Queen.
Yeah.
For sure. All right. Round four. So far, what's the score, Dave Schneier?
We are all tied up at 3.
Oh, it's anyone's ball game. Anyone's ball game.
It's getting good.
Queen is coming to the ring with a little something called Need Your Lovin' Tonight. It would be great if I had the volume up. Hold on, gentlemen. Hold on, gentlemen. Lots of stuff happening here. Let's try it one more time. Round four. Oh!
Hey!
Tonight by Queen. Track four, round four. REO Speedwagon's come to the ring with a song that also has the word "your" in the title. In Your Letter.
No, no.
Told him something and proved to
All right, there you have it. Round four, Need Your Lovin' Tonight against In Your Letter. I'm on the even rounds. What do I got? I like both songs, but at this listening right now, going head to head, for me, I'm all in on Need Your Lovin' Tonight. I love that little part at the beginning. It's not Freddie, but someone says no, and I don't know who it is. I don't know who that is. The production's killer. I love everything about it. What I do love about In Your Letter is it has such kind of an old-timey, almost 50s rock feel, and I really like that too. But head-to-head for me, it's Queen on this round. Dave Fastini stood up. He is now standing.
This is not fair. There are matchups that we do sometimes that just aren't fair, and this is one of them. Here I'm listening to Need Your Lovin' Tonight. I'm like, I'm gonna talk about how much I love Roger Taylor. He's my favorite drummer, and here's this kind of bass. It's nothing fancy about this, about the drums here, but it's a perfect track, and I know it's him. He's distinguishable. Is that a word?
Sure.
Oh God. And then In Your Letter comes on, and In Your Letter is one of my favorite REO Speedwagon songs ever. I like it too. That the whole feel of it feeling like an older song. This is almost impossible. I don't know what to do.
All right. So you're on an island and you can only listen to one of them.
For the rest of your life.
How does this make it better?
Well, I'm just trying to help you make a decision.
It's still Sophie's Choice. I don't care if I'm on an island or I'm in the woods on a ship.
Okay.
Stranded in the middle of the ocean.
Okay.
Shit. I guess I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Queen fans. I'm going with REO Speedwagon.
Wow.
All right. Wow is right. Amazing.
And I don't feel good about it.
No.
I really don't.
But you like it better.
But just by a smidgen. And if you ask me tomorrow.
Yeah.
I might not give the same answer. But, I love In Your Letter. I just do. I just love that song. And I love Need Your Lovin' Tonight. Man. Yeah. This is not fair sometimes.
You don't have to apologize to Queen.
No, you really don't. Game. You don't.
No.
It's your choice.
Yeah.
I'm not happy about it.
Thank you, Sophie.
But I'm being honest.
Sophie. That's what we want. We want the kids' honesty names? Here. What's that?
What were the kids' names in Sophie's?
I don't know.
One was Matt. He was a kid that would never charge his phone. And the other was, she was just the light of the dad's life. And he had no problem choosing.
By the way, Jan and Eva were the actual names.
Oh, then, wow. Look at you. That was fast.
That's a movie you only have to see once, right?
Yeah. No one's. I don't think I've ever seen it.
I don't need to see it again. Just see it because it's Meryl Streep. She's good. Yeah. She's fantastic.
And Kevin Kline's great.
Yes. You don't need to see it again.
Yeah, you don't have to see it again, but you need to see it once. So great.
Really good. Somewhat like this matchup. Really great.
All right, and round five. Let me turn the volume up this time. There's so many things that I'm doing on my end. It's very difficult. You'd think I would know how to do this already, but all right, here we go, Dave. Track five, round five. Crazy Little Thing Called Love.
Original thing called love. Black girls,
cool if this song would have went up against In Your Letter, because yeah. both have the old timey rock and roll thing going, but that's not how it goes. Mm-mm. We do the sequence that the record company said they had to keep. All right. Crazy Little Thing Called Love is going up against something called, and this might be one of those ones that's got a solo in it from Gary Richrath that I like. This is Take It on the Run.
Heard it from a friend who heard it from a friend who heard it from another. You've been messing around. They say you got a boyfriend, you're out late every weekend. They're talking about you and it's bringing me down. But I know the neighborhood, and talk is cheap when the story is good, and the tales grow taller on down the line. But I'm telling you, babe, that I don't think it's true, babe. And even if it is, keep this in mind. You take it on the run, baby, if that's the way you want.
All right, Dave Festini on the odds. What do you got for us?
Well, if we learn nothing today, it's that Kevin Cronin can't keep a woman. Here we are again. Someone
you know
else.
What happened another? Is his wife went away on a mystery vacation and she never came back.
It's true. That is it.
You know, Crazy Little Thing Called Love is a song that is clearly associated with Queen over the years. It's one of their bigger hits. It's good. It's kind of basic to me. I like it a lot. I don't love it. Take It on the Run is like one of REO Speedwagon's biggest, most recognizable songs. So I would go with Take It on the Run on this one, which again is going to be a surprise. Surprise to me.
Surprised but me.
Crazy Little Thing Called Love is great, but it's just kind of basic.
All right.
What happened there? You okay?
Who, me?
It was a long pause.
Because I'm really thinking about what you just said, and I agree with you.
It's a Crazy Little Thing Called Love is a basic song that excels from because the personality of the band and of Freddie in particular,
yes.
Right? Without Freddie, that song is kind of like, it's like a million 50s songs that you've heard like, before.
If that was just a Stray Cat song, it would just be like a little ditty that we would still love, but it wouldn't be getting the acclaim that it gets because Queen recorded it. Because this isn't like, this isn't the type of a song that Queen did up until this
point.
It was kind of out of their wheelhouse a bit. Take It on the Run, again, we didn't play enough of it, but there is an amazing Gary Richrath solo in the middle of this song that is so killer. And I think this is where the Queen fans are going to hate, honestly.
Yeah, we're going to get in trouble here.
Because I'm all over Take It on the Run. So we're closing out side one of both of these albums. And what's the score, Dave Schneier?
After five rounds, REO Speedwagon in the lead, 6-4.
Dave Schneier, with these first five matchups, was there anything that you have disagreed with us on so far? Did you have something wildly different from us?
You know, what it, Need Your Loving Tonight, I think that's top three of my favorite Queen songs. So I could not. What did that go up against? In Your Letter? I get your love of In Your Letter. I get it. And I could argue In Your Letter and Crazy Little Thing Called Love and all of that, but Need Your Loving Tonight is that's such a great Queen song. I would have put that above In Your Letter easily. That's one of the main things I disagreed with.
All right. Oh, all right. Here we go. Round six. This is top of side two on both of these LPs. Let me make sure I get the volume up so I don't screw it up again. Here we go. Ooh. Ooh. Here comes Queen with Rocket. And then in parentheses, Prime Jive. That's Rocket Prime Jive with an appearance by Roger Taylor on lead vocals. Co-lead vocal, whatever you want to call it. All right. What is REO Speedwagon bringing to the party?
No. Please don't make me choose against this Queen song.
Tough Guys. Here comes Tough Guys.
Will you swing me before we have lunch?
Sure, darling.
Say, Romeo, what about your promise to the He-Man Woman Haters Club?
I'm sorry, Spanky. I have to live my own life.
All right, REO Speedwagon, Tough Guys, takes on Rocket Prime Jive. Are the guys tough enough? Are they tough enough? First of all, when that, I forgot about that Little Rascals intro. That's right up there with Grandma's theme for me. I thought she was going to come in, start laying down something. I love the song Tough Guys. I really do.
Oh, come on.
Wait.
All right. Sorry. I'm sorry.
Come on.
I'm being argumentative and I apologize.
Jesus. The choice has not been made. I do love the song Tough Guys. I think it's a great way to kick off a side two. But it doesn't hold a candle to Rocket.
It was the Little Rascals thing that kicked off side two.
Yeah. But it doesn't even hold a candle to Rocket Prime Jive. First of all, Queen lets that Freddie, it's almost a cappella, There's very little instrumentation with him singing. They let that go on for 57 seconds. They're not afraid of that. And then kick in at the 1 minute mark with Roger Taylor. I mean, and again, Queen has three lead vocalists. It's Freddie, but Roger sings, and so does Brian.
Yeah.
So they can always pull out a secret weapon for us. And REO Speedwagon does not have that. They just have Kevin, which is fine. But for me, 100% all day long, just love Rocket Prime Jive. Love it, love it, love it.
Yeah, REO Speedwagon made this one real easy for me. I was afraid there for a second that it was, you know, you were going to come at me with one of their, you know, one of the stronger songs on the album. But I love Rocket Prime Jive. It's quite possible. I'm trying to think because it's probably my favorite Roger Taylor track because I think he wrote it.
You mean that he sang or that he wrote?
Both.
All right. Both. You like it better than Radio Gaga?
Yeah, I think so. And I like Radio Gaga, but I like the dynamics of this song. I like the opening. I like what it kicks into. Again, it's got an amazing groove to it. Rocket Prime Jive wins this one going away.
Yeah.
For me.
And most bands, their drummer doesn't write a song this good.
Mm-mm, right.
Most bands' drummer doesn't write any good song. Unless you're Phil Collins or Dave Grohl. Okay.
Or Henley. You can throw Henley in there.
But you know what I'm saying. Just right. Your run-of-the-mill band. the drummer from Foreigner's not writing any songs.
No. I don't think Steven Adler wrote anything.
Nah, Steven Adler didn't write anything. All right.
Can I jump in real quick? You know what I like also about On Rocket is they use the synth. Because it's one of the first, it's the first album, right, with synthesizer.
Yeah.
It's used so well in this song.
Yeah.
Like just the right in there. It's just so good. It's such a great addition to that classic Queen sound. So just wanted to throw my.
Well, and the way that, you know, Freddie and Roger's vocals go together, it's just it's so great. And again, shout out to Reinhold. I don't know where you are, man, but his work with Queen is amazing.
We love you, man. We love you, Mac. I remember the first Queen albums up until the game in the liner notes, it would always state no synthesizers were used to let you know, like that they were playing all the sounds they got were from, you know, regular instruments.
Right.
And once they leaned into it, that was great too, but, excellent. Good round. And Dave Schneier, you agree with our pick?
100%.
Okay. Round 7. Here we go. Queen is coming to the ring with Don't Try Suicide.
1, 2, 3, 4, 1. Yeah.
Don't Try Suicide. You're just going to hate it, kids. You're just going to hate it. REO Speedwagon is going to jump in the ring with Out of Season.
Decided to wait.
All right, before I turn it over to Dave Festini, this just popped in my head, so I want to get it out of my head before I forget it. Brian May did a project called Starfleet with Eddie Van Halen and Phil Chen on bass. And the drummer on that project is Alan Gratzer, the drummer from REO Speedwagon. So I just wanted to tie the two things together while it popped in my head. And with that, round seven, Dave Festini, Don't Try Suicide versus Out of Season. What do you got for me?
Out of Season is a nice little REO Speedwagon track. Nothing offensive about it, but I like Don't Try Suicide because it's more, again, it is Queen and also kind of showing that a track that maybe might, with another band, might be considered like a throwaway. Just has so much personality and is so enjoyable to listen to. And also remind me that I really need to work the phrase "get on my tits" into my vernacular. It's like one of those songs where I heard it for the first time and was like, what did he just say? What, does that even make any sense?
All you do is get on my tits. I think that means you get on your nerves. I think that's
But you know, I got to work that one in, see how it works. Maybe not in the workplace. That might be a bad idea.
Around the house, I use the phrase all the time with just Pilar. This thing's going to go tits up. And surprisingly, I get a laugh every time.
Nice.
I'm sure that'll end soon and she'll go on a mystery vacation and not come back. But for now,
named Charleston.
Charleston. Dave, I'm right with you on round seven. Any other band, Don't Try Suicide would be, I don't know, a novelty or something.
Right.
It's skippable. And they just make it something much more than that.
Yes.
And I do like Out of Season, but for me, it's Don't Try Suicide all every day of the week.
We are simpatico. Does
sure.
that work?
Can't say simpatico without Pat.
That's true.
That's true.
All right. Three more rounds. What is the score? Is it close? Can one band pull it out? Or is it one of those runaways?
Not a runaway at all. This is close. Queen has now taken the lead. They are up 8-6.
All right. It's end of the ball game. I'm trying to remember if these albums end strongly. I think they might. Let's find out. Dave's not sure. Okay. Round eight. Here comes Queen with Sail Away, Sweet Sister.
Hey, little babe, you're changing. Babe, are you feeling sore? Ain't no use in pretending. You don't want to play no more. Mother say you're all dressed up like a lady. How come you behave this way?
All right, Sail Away, Sweet Sister. REO Speedwagon has to do something here to get it back. Is the song Shaking It Loose going to do it?
She looked at me with fire in her eyes. Looks a pet kill, but she certainly tries and try as she might. I'm gonna be all right. Shake it loose.
All right. Here we are. Even round. I love Sail Away, Sweet Sister. I love it. It's one of my favorite Queen songs that Brian sings. I love it so much. You can just feel all the emotion when he sings this song. Shaking It Loose is a ditty. It's fine. 2.5 minutes deep in the album. Sail Away, Sweet Sister is not filler. It's a solid song. Shaking It Loose could be considered filler. And it's no contest for me. Not even close. It makes me wish that Brian May would have done more solo albums. Roger Taylor has like 10 solo albums. Brian May basically has 2. I love his voice. I love everything about Sail Away, Sweet Sister. Dave Fastini.
It's funny with Kevin Cronin. You know, his vocals are very distinct, very recognizable. And some of the REO Speedwagon, like Take It on the Run, In Your Letter, even Don't Let Him Go, which is a fairly rocking song. His vocals fit. But then sometimes you hit songs where he starts singing and you go, what the hell is happening? It just doesn't work. And like, I hear Shaking It Loose. I hate the term corporate rock. I've always hated it because I think it's applied to bands like Foreigner and it's not fair. But I hear a song like this and I go, that's what they're talking about. It's just like paint by numbers, you know, the piano in the background and this vocal that doesn't quite fit and not good going on there. And Sail Away, Sweet Sister, again, it's a Brian May kind of opus is a little strong, but it is a Brian May song start to finish. My favorite song that he sings, I think, is Long Away.
Which is so good.
Really, really good. So yeah, for me, it's Sail Away, Sweet Sister.
This is the thing about Queen. When one of the other members, when Freddie steps aside and lets Roger or Brian sing, it's not just to fill the void of, well, everyone has to have their song on the album. Those right. songs are always just as solid as everything else on the album.
Yeah.
Yep. It's not like when Kiss lets Ace sing.
First of all, please don't ever compare Kiss to Queen ever again. Please, at least not in my presence in any way, shape, or form.
Well, Kiss is better because everyone sings in Kiss.
Oh, God, help us all.
I'm kidding. All right. We know Kiss. We love them because they suck. Okay. Here, you know what, though? I did read a statistic the other day. Kiss has more gold albums than any other band.
Yeah, because they have this rabid, mindless audience.
Wow.
I don't get, they'll buy anything.
Right.
Anything at all that anything has at those all. Four fucking letters on it. They'll be like, woo, we gotta have it.
Toilet paper, a coffin, a condom.
Platinum. They didn't go platinum. They went gold because those same 500,000 people bought the fucking thing.
Yeah.
Please don't get me. Don't, yeah. Wow.
I'll tell you what they don't.
Light the Kiss with the fire with me.
Wow. Yeah. I'll tell you what Kiss doesn't have, an album that sold 10 million copies, right. like High Infidelity.
Well, Jesus. I don't know. How many copies did Alive sell?
I'll look
it not up. 10 million.
No, probably yeah, not.
Not 10 no. million. Please. No. Please.
How much did Crazy Nights sell?
Okay, we'll get to that.
500,002.
All right, round. Kiss needs to work with Mac. All right.
By the way, Kiss Alive sold 500,000.
Get out. What was supposed to be like their big, like,
It's what it says on Wikipedia.
Or was it Alive 2? Which one was the one that, like...
Which one is the one that's not live? Oh, both of them. Okay. Round 9.
We're good.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Real quick, by the way.
Yeah. Hi, score.
Yeah. Let's just give a quick. With 2 songs to go, 2 rounds to go, Queen is up 10-6.
So what can happen?
So Speedwagon, not out of it. They can tie, but they cannot win. They cannot win.
All right, they cannot win. Wouldn't that be great if during a boxing match they said that? These guys are going to keep fighting, but that guy can't win.
Well, Dave was going to be like, real quick, I just checked Life 360, and my wife is actually in Charleston, South Carolina.
I can also tell you that Alive 2 sold 2 million albums.
Okay, there we go. That's the one.
Round 9. Dave Festini will have the first word. Queen's coming soon. The neighbors screaming when the noise annoys. That's Queen with coming soon. All right, I got to backtrack a little because I did forget something about REO Speedwagon, and this next song just made me remember it. REO Speedwagon does have someone else that sings lead vocals, and it's Bruce Hall, the bass player. Every album has one obligatory Bruce Hall lead vocal track on it. So, can he sing? He can sing. He can. And coming up, this is Bruce Hall, front and center on the song Someone Tonight. All right, Dave Festini, it's an odd round. You go first.
I like that REO Speedwagon song. You know, it loses the identity in some ways because Cronin's voice is so unique. But I'm thinking maybe they should have tapped Bruce Hall for a couple more of these, a couple more songs. That is a nice little... It's funny, man. I hate to keep harping on Cronin's voice, but like... Sometimes it just kind of takes, for lack of a better term, it just kind of takes the balls out of a song sometimes. Mm-hmm. I think if Cronin is singing this song, it doesn't have that kind of low-end power to it. I don't know.
Kevin doesn't have a muscular voice.
No, he does not. Yeah. He does not. That's a great way of saying it. I liked it, but I'm going with Coming Soon. I mean, again, it's another... You know, it shows that one of the great things about Queen, especially that first side, kind of has a certain feel to it. And then a song like Coming Soon kind of takes it off to the left or the right production wise. And it's just fun. It's a good tune.
Yeah. Shout out to the members of REO Speedwagon, because songwriting credit wise, Bruce Hall wrote the one we just heard. Cronin's got, 4 songs he wrote by himself. Rich Rath wrote 3 by himself. So everyone's contributing, just like Queen is with the songwriting. So I'm trying to find ways to you know, compare the bands. Anyway, coming soon. It's not even close. I mean, wow. I don't dislike Someone Tonight, but I've always liked Coming Soon. I really do. We're getting, the album's almost ending and they're still surprising me and making me sit up in my seat and bang the steering wheel in the car. It's fun.
Yeah. The way to judge an album, because I always feel like when people say, "Oh, what's your favorite Queen album? What's your favorite Rick Springfield album?" And if I say,
"Oh, Jesus,
changes all, good Lord, man, it changes." But like, I'll typically tell you Working Class Dog. And then, I think that people are like, "Well, that's a cop out because the biggest hit is on it." And with The Game, it's like, "Oh, that's a cop out because Another One Bites the Dust is on it. Crazy Little Thing Called Love." If you took those two songs off of this album, it would likely still be my favorite.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, it's that strong.
Yeah. Yeah. And look, Working Class Dog, a lot of people don't know that's not his first album. He was doing it for a long time.
Yeah.
So he was reaching a peak. At that point, that's right. What I hate about Working Class Dog is that people think it's his first album. That makes me angry.
Right. I can't make you angry. It makes me angry.
Yeah.
It was also written out of just complete desperation where he was just like, screw it. I'm going to put together a little band and we're going to make great little rock, 3-minute rock songs. And we're going to take them on the road. And if it works, it works. If it doesn't, it doesn't. And boom, what I believe is one of the great power pop albums of that entire decade.
It's true. It is true. All right. Dave Schneier, I think we sealed the deal for REO Speedwagon with that.
I will say I'm a little surprised that it went this way this last round. Just personal taste surprise. But look, Queen is up 12-6 going into the final round.
Wow.
All right, let's see if REO Speedwagon can bring something into the ring and do something, make some noise, because Queen is going to bring Save Me.
It started off so well. Said we made a perfect pair.
All right, REO Speedwagon, the boys from the Midwest, they got to do something. They got to bring something to try to save face. Will it be the song, I Wish You Were There? I've got the time and I've got the place.
I just wish you were there.
All right, folks, round 10. Again, here's what I like about Queen. Save Me was written by Brian May. And Brian May sings, but he knows he's not going to sing that song. He writes that, and when he's writing it, he hears Freddie's voice. It's such a collaborative effort with Queen. They want to make the best album and have the best version of the song out there. So they're not afraid to say, this is a great song. I can't do better than Freddie on this. He's got to sing this. And for me, Save Me is just such a strong song to end an album. Side two of the game is great for me. I really love it. So, I wish you were there. Nice sentiment. Fine. But Save Me all the way. Save me, save me, save me.
It's fine. They play their instruments well. But
they're good. They plugged in and pushed record. They did the bare minimum. And again, this is my favorite REO Speedwagon album. I did not think it would go this way. I thought I was going to have a lot more tougher choices here. I really did. But I mean, come on. I love the way this album ends with Sail Away Sweet Sister coming soon and Save Me. Just the levels that are happening, I love it.
It's funny you mentioned the sides, because while I love the whole album, you know, and you said you loved side two, I kind of am on the opposite. I love side one. I feel like side one of that album is perfect.
It is.
You know, start to finish, it's hard to find an album that has a more perfect side than The Game. I'm not taking anything away from side two, but I like side one better.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know, it's Saved Me all the way. I mean, that REO Speedwagon song is fine, whatever, but it's
not... Now you're being dismissive. You just made fun of me and now you're like, it's fine, whatever.
It's not Saved Me, man. It's not up there.
No.
I just don't, you know, like I was little. I was a kid, you know, not to mention when this period of Queen and there was no internet. So like, I just don't understand the critic hatred for Queen. And if you ever need an example of how much critical reviews don't mean anything at all, I'm reading some of this stuff. Now that we're at the last track, I brought up Wikipedia and like somebody here says, sandwiched between two slabs of Queen's usual symphonic and or choral pomp rock lies a filling of utterly unoriginal corn. Like,
wow.
How do you listen to that album and come away with such a negative review? Like, I mean, you don't love it. You don't love it, but good Lord, how? So good.
That person had to go in hating Queen.
Right. Exactly. And I don't know.
There's no other way.
I don't know what the genesis of that hatred is.
I'm pretty sure Rolling Stone magazine, Journey Escape, I'm almost positive, got 2 stars. I'm almost positive. I remember that. Correct me if I'm wrong. Yeah. It's fine. But
Dave's looking it up. I can see it in his eyes.
Like the actual physical magazine, when I would buy it, they might have retconned it now for... you know, their subsequent, books of ratings and stuff. But
2.5 stars.
2.5 stars. Jesus. For Journey Escape.
Rolling Stone said about The Game, these guys know how this music should sound and feel, but they can't bend enough to get with it. What does that mean?
What does that even mean?
Right.
I'm looking at Wikipedia. Something called a British music magazine called Smash Hits gave The Game 3 out of 10. 3.
It's man. And that's a British magazine. Like, that's not even in America. I don't know, man. I don't get it.
What is happening? Dave Schneier, give us the final tally and then give us your final thoughts.
Final tally, 14-6. Queen takes it. Now, here's an
it was close early, man. It was close early. I mean, blowout.
REO Speedwagon was up 3-1 after two rounds.
Wow.
The funny thing is, so a couple things. I had it scored 7-3 queen. So right with you guys. I mean, if you guys, if you broke it down, 14-6 divided in half, 7-3. Every single song on side two went to queen from you guys.
Wow.
You guys 100% with each other on songs, what, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
That's crazy. And that's the song, the side that Dave likes less than side one. So, yeah.
Which tells you how good the album is.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, aren't all of the hits off of High Infidelity on side one?
That's it. I mean, High Infidelity is a great album, but side two drops off dramatically.
Yes, I agree. Yeah.
That 10 million albums were sold based off of side one for the most part, right? Keep on Loving You, Take It on the Run, Don't Let Him Go, In Your Letter. That may have been the first. Yeah, see, all four singles were off of side one. And I'm sure that's what happens most of the time. But, the game is so good. It's just so good.
It's crazy that, why did High Infidelity sell 10 million then? I'm going to split the sexes. Were women gravitating to this album as much as men? What do you think?
Don't you think it's based off of singles, right? So back in 1980, a single gets released and gets played. And I'm not trying to be like, I'm not going down the path of like, you know, it got overplayed or whatever. I'm not going down that path because we've had that discussion too many times. But, you know, if you have a single like Keep On Loving You hit number one for, if it's 8 straight weeks or whatever, it's going to make people want to go out. Maybe they'll buy the 45, but they're going to go out and want to buy the album because they want to hear more of Kevin Cronin's Fantastic Boys.
Keep On Loving You is a crossover. As much as if there may have been crossovers back then, it's the type of thing that kids were into and your mom probably liked too, right?
Don't talk about my mom. Don't talk
Sorry.
About my mom.
Not your mom specifically. I'm not sure what Mrs. Schneier was into. You're getting a wider audience than somebody who might listen to, you know, that's listening to Another One Bites the Dust, for instance.
Yeah.
Although Another One Bites the Dust crossed over to R&B. So maybe that's not the best example.
Well, this
Keep On Loving You, by the way, Keep On Loving You finished in the Billboard Hot 100 singles for 1981. Keep On Loving You was number 10 for the year.
Yeah, it's on the strength, like every, so what were the singles off that album? Keep On Loving You, Take It On The Run.
Don't Let Him Go was the third release single and In Your Letter was fourth.
Yeah.
So those first two, I mean, they probably charted higher and longer. I mean, Another One Bites the Dust was a number one, right? Did it go to number one?
Probably did.
My point being is that the success of those singles was big, but those REO Speedwagon songs just came and stayed
right
for a long time. They didn't go away.
They did not go away. And I can't imagine that this REO, was that 10 million in the US alone? Cause I don't feel like REO Speedwagon has a presence across the pond or in other countries.
Yeah, so the UK, they sold 60,000 copies of High Infidelity.
Just the US, that's insane.
500,000 in Canada. Meanwhile, the game, you know, they sold, what did I say, 4 million
in the US.
100,000 in the UK. The only other, in Germany, they sold 250,000. In Canada, it was 600,000. Brazil, 130,000.
Wow. That's insane to me that the album that's the most popular in the U, but it also explains, it says a lot because they just never, they hit it huge with this album in the States. And then after this, just kind of, I mean, Hot Space didn't help, but they never really regained it. I mean, even when they came, even with The Works, with Radio Gaga, which was a huge hit, like they never got back to this level of success in the US.
No.
I mean, High Infidelity finished number one on the U.S. Billboard 200 year-end chart performance for 1981. It was the number one album. It finished in 1982 year-end chart performance for High Infidelity. They were 39th.
Wow.
So it carried over into 82.
Amazing. So congratulations, Queen, the game.
It's also a statement to physical media then versus now.
Easy, yes. Old man.
Sorry.
Our playout song, though, sadly, is going to be one of the worst B-sides of all time. And it's from the game. It's going to be a song called A Human Body, written by Roger Taylor. It's unlistenable. Thank God. Thank God they didn't tack an 11th track onto the end of the album. It would have ruined the album, quite frankly. It's so terrible. But let's do some promoting. Let's go with Dave Schneier because he does so much work during these episodes, and we appreciate him.
You're so kind. Thank you, Pat. Everybody can find me at Dave Schneier on Twitter, Instagram, Threads. I'm on Facebook sometimes, too. I've got a blog that nobody reads, but I appreciate when they do. And I do love taking part in the album a day for the Rock Solid.
Thank you for doing that.
Absolutely.
Also, next week, you'll be able to find Dave Schneier in divorce court. So that's just another place to find him. He'll be going head to head against Charleston for the
ring the bell on that one.
ring the bell on Dave's marriage. Yeah.
Dave Fastini, we're getting very close to the debut of Working Class Pod.
Yeah, you keep doing up, this.
Coming up June 1st, I believe.
According to you, I'm still on the fence. I'm still on the fence. I talk about it all the time.
Who do you talk about it with?
With my lovely wife, Nancy. I was just talking about it the other night.
And what does she say? She says, just do it.
Yeah, she's not against it by any means, but she knows that I need to be into it 100%. I need to be dedicated to it and 100%. Otherwise, I'm going to get six episodes in and be like, screw it. And then what do you do?
Nancy is up for anything that keeps you in the office and out of the main part of the home.
You could make that argument. It's true.
Every time I tell Pilar, like, I'm going to record with you guys, like, it's 6 a.m. or so, she's like, really? Why that early? I'm like, because I gotta sit down with these guys. This is when we can schedule it. She's like, okay, well, don't wake me.
See, but you're a prime example of someone who is dedicated to the craft. These are the things you got to do.
I had no problem getting up today and doing this. This is always fun for me. I have so many episodes in the can right now. I might not have to record until 2026. Wow. I have to give a shout out because I think Hector Contreras came up with this matchup. I think this was his idea.
That sounds familiar.
If it wasn't, you still get props, Hector. So thank you.
I'm still going to take the credit.
Do we have three of these recorded now that haven't aired? I think maybe.
We have this one. We have Huey and JCM.
And then Control versus True
just,
Blue.
Just dropped.
All right. Yeah. Well, we will circle back. I have nothing to tease for what the next one will be. It'll just be a surprise for the listeners, and the three of us will. I have a list of stuff. Maybe I'll send it to you guys. And I know Dave Schneier, you've had a couple suggestions.
A couple. Yeah. You know, we'll see what shakes out.
West Anthony has, what was his, he had a Talking Heads album going up. Oh, what was it? I'm drawing a blank, but he had a couple great suggestions too. So I have quite a list. I'm going to have to compile it and send it to you guys. And maybe you guys can add to it and we can figure out, what we want to do next.
Love it.
But until then, Fastini, where are you on the Twitter and the Instagram?
D Fastini at D Fastini. You can, hit me up there.
Okay. And you do listen to an album a day, but you just choose not to join in the fun.
That's not true. When I work from home, I listen to my, as you can see here in the background, yeah, I listen to vinyl when I work from home. But when I'm driving in, which is 3 days a week, I don't have the time to listen to an entire album. So
How long is your commute?
It depends. Now you're going to tell me I'm full.
Yeah, you're full of shit.
My commute's about 45 minutes.
Oh, yeah. You can never listen to an album in that amount of time. No, but let me see how long the game is.
Come on.
Oh, the game clocks in at 35 minutes, 42 seconds. That's wild, right? And High Infidelity clocks in at 34 minutes, 55 seconds. That's wild. Those are short albums.
All right.
How did REO Speedwagon not bring it when they only had to fill that much time? We are at Rock Solid Show. I am at on the Twitter and the Instagram. Lisa Sirlak runs the Instagram. RockSolidPodcast.com for all things about the show, run by Kyle Dotson at Kyle Dotson Funny. Patreon.com/RockSolidPodcast. At the time of this record today, I will be giving away a brand new copy of Hall & Oates Voices on clear vinyl. Dave owns this version. I own this version. Great pressing. Liner notes are great.
Yep.
I believe the cover is embossed just like it originally was.
I think you're right. Yeah.
Yeah. Everything's top notch on this record. Yeah. And someone's going to win it today just by supporting the show for $2 a month. So I know I ram it down your throats every week, but where else am I going to ram it down your throat?
No, do it.
It. Keep telling people to do it. It's totally worth it.
Well, do it. It's $2 for Christ's sake. It's less than this coffee that I bought this morning.
Less than that coffee that Dave's angry at. So with that, thank you guys. And please, I'm not going to say please enjoy. Please, please try to get through Queen, A Human Body. Thank you, Dave. And thank you, Dave. We'll see you soon.
Thanks, Pat.
Okay. Bye-bye.
They were talking in whispers in Baskins and fur. Captain Scott and his heroes to be. To have labored so long, to have made it this far.
Such a long ride. Ooh, you know it's been a long way
for a human.
Human. Human.
For a human body.
You see, can you believe it happens now? It happens here.
Go get a lukewarm coffee right now and then come home.
I can't believe you take a coffee that you just bought at the coffee shop and stick it in the microwave.
It's not hot.
You can't. Well, then you need a new coffee shop.
It's the closest one and it's Coffee Bean and they know my name.
Is it walkable? Pat, can you walk to it?
I can walk to it. Do I? Okay. No.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's just that. You got to be the Tom Nuremberg.
That's going to be that coffee's freezing cold if you're walking by the time you get back.
Almost anything that I need to get to, I can walk to from my house, Target, the grocery stores, anything.
You just choose not to.
In the summer, I might try. It's all a time thing.
Well, but Target and the grocery store, you're buying more stuff usually there, and you're not going to walk with all that crap.
We have a cart, one of those old people carts. Nice. So I could do it. But thing for me is time. Like if I can get there and get back in 15 minutes, as opposed to 45, I'm just going to drive.
Sure.
And because at work I'm moving for 8 hour shift, I don't really need.
Really? Are you tracking your steps at work? You should be.
Oh my God. It's crazy.
Yeah.
The other day I had like 19,000. It's
wow.
It's always well over 10. It's literally anywhere from 14 to 20.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah.
So
I got to fight to get to 3,000.
I was going to say, hey. I get about 14,000 in a week if I'm lucky.
Yeah.
Before I worked there and I was diligently trying to get the 10,000 a day, it's a lot. It takes a while.
It does.
That's when I would walk to places.
Because you walk a certain distance and you think, man, I had to have hit my step goal. And you look and you're like, how am I only at 4,000 or something? I
know.
Like that.
And you're just like, Christ. Like, there's a loop around our neighborhood that I know if I do it twice, it gets me to like 9,500. And then you'll pick up the rest easily throughout the day. But just to do that loop twice, like once you do it once, then you're like, oh, I got to do it again.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a lot. It's a lot when you have an AARP card.
That's true.